on a beautiful Saturday morning. You're at my house, Rosie on the house, and you're here so we can answer your questions about home ownership, home maintenance, home repair. Let's go to Frank, who's called in from Santan Valley, and know that there's still one open line if you'd like to jump on. We'll try and get through as many calls as we can this hour. 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. What you up to today?
Just going to work.
Ah, okay. Well, what's your question about the question about your home?
Yeah, I just moved into a new home. We just purchased our first home, and we are noticing that the water pressure is really low. So I don't know, you know, where to even start. I Googled it, and it says it can be a leak in your, you know, your main line, or, you know, I don't even know if I should call a plumber, if I should call the water company.
Well, yeah, I'm going to make it easier for you than that. On your way home, stop at Ace Hardware Store and pick up a water pressure gauge.
Okay.
Bring it home. Do you know where the water enters your house? We call that the water manifold.
And yeah, that's where you can turn the water off and on.
There you go. And right above that valve, there's generally a hose bib right there. Well, this water pressure valve screws onto that hose bib right there. Make sure everything in the house is turned off, the automatic filler for the swimming pool. Nobody's in the bathrooms. Nobody's running the dishwasher or the washing machine. The sprinkler valves are all turned off. Turn that hose bib on full blast and see what it registers. We have to define what low pressure is. Anything between about 45 and 65 pounds is going to be about right. If it's below 45 pounds, then what I want you to do in your new home neighborhood is go do that same experiment on about three or four of your other neighbors and see if they too are incurring about the same quote-unquote low pressure that you are. If you in the community are all drawing about 35 to 40 pounds, it isn't anything we can fix at our homes. It's something we're going to have to address with the water supply company. If you, in fact, are the only one that are at that low, then we have other things we have to look at. Did anyone prior to you moving in shut the water off out at the valve at the meter? And did, in fact, that meter get all the way turned back on? Is the shutoff valve at the manifold stuck, partially closed, off or on? Is it completely opened? Those are all things we can check, but those are only where we're going to start if the problem is unique to your house.
You would probably notice a water leak pretty...
In your main line, because
right.
It's always under pressure.
And if it's something that was sold, you know, that's probably something that a home inspector would have noticed, or something in that sales process should have triggered it. A lot of times in Arizona, depending on where you're moving to and from, you could have just come from an area that had extremely high pressure, and you're now moving into what should be a normal pressure under 65 PSI, and you're like, oh, man, this is awful, but... That could just be it as well.
It's a great way to meet any of your neighbors you haven't met. Tell them you're running a Rosie on the House public service survey of water pressure. Bring them a pan of fresh cookies. Introduce yourself. It's a great way to get to know neighbors. Let's identify it, Frankie. See if it's unique to your house or if it's consistent in the neighborhood, and then we'll go from there.
Let's bring Johnny into the conversation next at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you as we clear a line. That's a great opportunity to get on the line.
Good morning,
ahead.
Johnny.
Good morning, Rosie. It's such a pleasure to speak with you. I'm a longtime listener, but never called in before.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. So I just wanted to add to the conversation on the super cooling. I have been living in Phoenix since 1969, and I have to say that I was listening to your show and started listening to you about the super cooling, and I had to get a new air conditioner last August because mine finally went out. And so since then, I've been doing the super cooling, and I wanted to say that around this time of the year, my bills, I have a 2,200 square foot home, it's not that big, but my bills were like mid 300, and the last month, like this month to next month, would be around $400. And I just got my bill a couple of days ago, and I was just thinking it was somebody else's bill. I kept looking at it, going, this must be a mistake. It was $165.
You've cut your bill in half.
And just for everyone listening, she did get a new unit a
that
year
helps,
ago. And
that helps.
A new unit is going to be a lot more efficient. So some of that is naturally from a brand new air conditioning unit, but not all of that.
Right, right. So we're just excited. We have to put a blankie on at night, and it's just one. I've never slept so well.
That isn't that awesome? That is great to hear.
It is. It's really good. And I just have one quick question about painting. I want to paint my patio, and it's a covered patio, but it does face west. And a couple of people have said I should wait till it gets cooler, but I wanted to know what you thought about that.
Okay, I tell you what. That question is going to take me just a few minutes to answer. So I'm going to beg your patience. We're going to have to break for bottom of the hour news. There are things we can paint year-round. My superintendent, Donnie, was painting a south-facing wall yesterday on a day that hit 112 degrees. Now, the homeowner did let him show up at 5 o'clock in the morning, so we were very grateful for that. But you can paint year-round, but there are certain precautions you want to take. And I want to ask you a couple more questions about that patio. Cindy, I see you're on holding. Dennis as well. We'll get y'all as soon as we get back.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.